Blog Talk Radio.
Yahoo Sports NFL This Week is presented by the Citi Thank You Premier Card. Redeem your thank you points for travel with no blackout dates.
To win a ring on your last ride, no matter what was said, no matter what I've been through, and as a man, it's the greatest reward ever to go out 17 years of a journey for the rest of my life, and I get to say I was a champion when I went out.
Ray Lewis took his final steps off a football field Sunday night in New Orleans, his 251st and final game in pads. The last snaps came on the biggest of stages.
The journey, man, I've spoke about it time and time again. You know, through the journeys, you're going to find yourself going through peaks and valleys. We heard that we couldn't beat Denver. We heard that we couldn't beat New England. We heard that we couldn't beat San Fran. And we overcame all odds. And for us to be here as world champs right now, it shows you that when you believe in something as men, as a team, what wins is chemistry. What wins is togetherness.
This is a man of mixed legacy, polarizing to fans. There is no debate, however, among his teammates. Ray Lewis inspired them and led them, and his impact on the Ravens will continue for decades.
Him telling us this is his last ride, you know, we wanted to send him out the right way. Confetti dropping, him holding the Lombardi Trophy, and, you know, we was able to give him that.
The thing that I kept telling my teammate was, all of them, my coaches, I wanted to see their faces when that confetti came out of the sky and we was world champs. And to feel that, to feel what they felt like. And it's the greatest reward as a leader to give your team, to show them and talk to them about a vision and then finishing it.
His next steps, he says, will be his most important, leaving a path for his children to follow.
To see my kids and to bring them this championship now where they can understand what Daddy talks about when I talk about hard work and never quitting and always believing in your dreams and your goals. There's no better reward as a father. There's just no better way to go out.
Lewis reached his locker one last time, took off his uniform, and embraced his teammates. He leaves the game as a Super Bowl champion again, anchoring an epic goal line stand on the final drive to cap a career whose path will lead him to camp.
And so is the life of the one Ray Lewis now, 17 great seasons in the National Football League, finally coming to a close. What will they say about the great Ray Lewis? They'll say that no one worked harder. No one was ever originally tagged as just another, you know, perhaps underachiever, too small, not fast enough, and yet that is the guy that lasts 17 seasons, 251 games, and certainly a first ballot Hall of Famer. We hope and we pray over the next 5 years in this little hiatus after the the legacy of what is right now one of the greatest stories in sports and may go down as one of the greatest stories in sports history. For those of us who've had the advantage of seeing and witnessing from day one to the ups and downs to the arrest to the acquittal to the run to the two Super Bowl champions now and to go out the way he's gone out is nothing short of amazing. So congratulations to Ray Lewis. From all of us at the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports, you did it the right way. To the rest of you out there who may not be Ray Lewis fans, well, certainly you pick and choose, and we never begrudge anyone for their opinions and their perspectives. Welcome into the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. I'm your host, Vincent Moore, better known as Vinny to you, 619-639-4747, 619-639-4747. So what will we talk about now? The NFL is done. Do we start to That certainly is the hot topic as we head closer and closer to March Madness. I'd be remiss for those of us here in the Saddle Dome in Calgary if we don't talk a little bit about what the initial start of this year's hockey season, albeit a shortened season, 48 games, and there are some teams out of the box early, and Already a tremendous separation between the teams who are very, very good and the teams who are going to attempt to be competitive, again, in the shortened season, that have gotten some really, really serious slow starts. We'll touch on all that fun stuff. Again, we appreciate you for being part of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Over 2,451 archives of this show just from the 20th. That was the week before the Super Bowl, because we took the Super Bowl week off for travel, some other things, and I want to thank you all for your patience and not slamming me like crazy in social media for that. I truly, truly appreciate it. To the world of sports, there's a lot of fun things going on right now. For those of you watching, Boston 89-83 with just under right around 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. College basketball right now, Illinois and Minnesota locked up in a very, very tight game. Illinois by 154-53 with under 2 minutes to go in that one. Memphis 85-72 over the Timberwolves. That one's in the fourth. Toronto 86, New Orleans 76. That also in the fourth. Orlando 101, Portland 88. That's in the fourth as well. From the world of hockey, Edmonton a 1-0 lead in its game. Back to college basketball, Arizona, the 7th-ranked Arizona Wildcats, 38-33 over Cal. And again, the scoreboard will continue to refresh and update throughout the show. So we'll keep you abreast of anything uniquely amazing or fun stuff to talk about, certainly your eyes. But earlier today, for those of you who are watching ABC, you saw the Miami Heat take the second meeting against the Lakers again today. LeBron and Dwayne Wade scoring 30 points apiece. LeBron's in the game. Is shooting 60% from the field. That is unheard of for any player in the league. Suffice to say, he's playing at the top of his game, and certainly Miami is without a doubt the favorite to win yet another championship. So as much as we gave them all that grief about talking about winning championships and winning the back-to-back-to-back and how many they wanted to win, yeah, they're good. All right? Really, really good. And whether you like it or not, you've got to give them their due. They are the current world champions. And therefore, credit is certainly due. They're playing like champions, the number one seed in the East. I don't know if Oklahoma City will make any changes to compete with those guys, but right now, you got to like Miami. So let's run down this thing. What is going on now that the National Football League is over? The latest news from the NFL. Can the Pittsburgh Steelers rebound? The New Orleans Saints hire Rex Ryan as the defensive coordinator. The Dolphins situation down there. The Super Bowl blackout was caused by an electrical relay. Now, feel free to look that story up on your own time, because I don't want to waste a lot of time talking about that. Let's see. NFL greats now appearing for a public service announcement favoring gun law reform. About time. Adrian Peterson has a sports hernia surgery. Charlotte Council backs $145 million for a Panther stadium. Trying to keep him there. Brandon Whedon eager for competition to remain the Browns quarterback. Cowboys set to hire Browns running back coach Gary Brown. Brian Kelly and Eagles finalized Philadelphia's coaching staff. You know, many of us did not think that Brian Kelly was going to make that leap to the Eagles. But, yeah, again, hindsight's 2020. And the Panthers signed ex-Seahawks defensive tackle Trent Cole. So that's really it at this point. Again, the NFL just coming off, still running on the high of the Super Bowl. Just an FYI, Ravens cornerback Williams did avoid the fine, for those curious. And Anquan Boldin said he retired for just out of Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers, I guess he's looking at the last 2 years of his contract, wants to stay a Green Bay Packer. Well, obviously Green Bay would be stupid to let the best quarterback in the National Football League going right now, let him go. And again, I'll say that to you, even as a Bears fan, Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers have definitely had the blessings from divine intervention and their quarterback position for the last easily 2 decades with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers in the quarterback position. It doesn't get back-to-back better than that. Hopefully we'll see that again in some other teams, because that would be really, really nice. You know, for those in Chicago, I know you've got Jay Cutler there, and I don't know who's going to be behind Cutler, but let's hope you find you an Aaron Rodgers-like to kind of stand in that gap and kind of take you guys to the next level as well. All right, to Major League Baseball. It is stated now that the Toronto Blue Jays may be the team to get in the American League. The report puts Toronto in the title conversation, so we will see. The Cleveland Indians, Daisuke Matsusaka agrees to a deal pending his physical. Barajas agrees to a minor league deal with the Diamondbacks. Francisco Liriano, guaranteed $1 million, could earn about $13.75 million, With all the perks, Armando Galarraga agrees to a deal with the Reds. Scott Harrison and the Cubs finalize a $5 million two-year contract. Johnson turns $6.5 million, Hamill $6.75 million from the Orioles. Now, that's going to be an intriguing team. I've been watching the Baltimore's for a couple of years now. That's going to be fun. Brewers manager Roenick standing by Ryan Braun's his alleged thing that he's still innocent from any performance-enhancing drugs. Jason Giambi signs a minor league deal with the Indians. From the Red Sox. Prospect accidentally shot himself in the leg. We don't have information on the prospect, but apparently he has shot himself in his leg. And the Marlins ready to turn the page on 2013. This after all the fun stuff with Ozzy and the Miami Marlins. That's it from your Major League Baseball headlines. Again, knowing, of course, the Cincinnati Reds, the team, along with the Cardinals, to be very, very competitive in these. For those of you in Chicago, again, I always hearken because that's the stomping ground. The Cubs are not going to be good. You may find yourselves 10 to 15 games out of first by the middle of May. Don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. If you're in it in the middle of May, it will be stunning. It really will be. To the NBA today. Told you about LeBron and Dwayne Wade taking care of the Heat today. Chris Paul scores 25 as he leads the Clippers past the Knicks, 102-88. Duncan and Ginobili remain out for the Spurs as they play the Brooklyn Nets. The Nuggets win the night straight, beating the Cavaliers 111-103. Sean Mary and the Mavericks slumping. Golden State Warriors 116-91. Villanova and the Pistons beat the Milwaukee Bucks 105-100. Thomas scores 25 as the Kings top the Jazz 120-109. Allen's 22 rebounds leads the 76ers past the Bobcats. For camp. And the Toronto Raptors rally late and surprise the Indiana Pacers 198 in overtime. So there's your headlines from the NBA. Now to what is probably one of the more fun things going on right now. And I say it's fun because most of you did not see this coming. You did not see hockey coming back and taking over the world kind of as it has by storm when it came back. But we're looking at what used to be an average stadium attendance right around between 15,000 and 16,000. And right now it being close to 19,000. Hockey fans were starved for the game when it didn't start on time and really, really were angry about it, but yet loved their game so much that when the puck dropped, they were there, and they were there huge. And thankfully, with the exception of a few major markets, the teams were ready. They played great hockey. Now, I know most of you in Middle Earth that will replay this may not know much about the game of hockey, the red line, and the rules, but I would contend to you, this is an exciting game. Being up here in the great Greater Northern Province of Alberta, you learn a lot. Did you know, and I need me a sound effect, did you know that the game of lacrosse is a professional sport up here? Did you know that there is curling at the highest level up here? I know you probably don't know a lot about those games and those sports, those of you in Middle America, Middle Earth, those in the to contiguous United States of America, but I will contend to you, you know what you're missing. Now, mind you, curling is difficult to get into, but such is not the case for lacrosse, and it certainly isn't the case for hockey. Well, the other thing you find with the NHL, and again, the majority of teams are in the United States, what you find with the National Hockey League is that more and more the game is getting diverse. European guys and Italians and French and Canadian cats skating around a block of ice trying to get this little black thing inside this net. Take a look today at the dynamics of the game and you will find Eastern Asians and Nigerians and African Americans and all kinds of diversity of stars coming from all over the world embracing a great game. Again, the fastest thing on ice next to, of course, the ice. The skate racings that don't go on in the Olympics, but if you've never watched a game and gotten behind a team, maybe from your nearest and large city, you don't know what you're missing. So when the season started, I made a contention that I was going to wear this wonderful 2010 Championship Chicago Blackhawks jacket that I have as long as the Blackhawks kept winning. And I'll be honest with you, I expected to wear this thing maybe 3-4 games. Well, here's the rule. That they have to lose in regulation. If they don't lose in regulation, well, an overtime loss in a shootout doesn't quite count because they still get a point. Well, the Blackhawks right now at the top of the power rankings, they're 9-0-2. Now, as a true fan, you never ever want your team to lose. You just think it would just be one of those natural progressions of a long season that at some point they would. So I now have to bear this now, this wonderful, wonderful coat that I really, really love, and I thank Miss Bernadette Tickets for making it possible. But I still have it on. And tonight, Chicago is playing at Nashville. And here's the kicker about it being 9-0-2. It's not the fact that they're really, really good out of 11 games in the season. It's the fact that only two of their games, only two, have actually been in Chicago. I'll let that sink in for a minute. That's right. 9-0-2, and they've only played two home games. That's short of amazing for a team, the league, whatever the game you're playing, to come out and be on the road that long, 9-0-2. Some of the most skilled players in the game are on that roster. Now, let me tell you why I mentioned the skilled player piece. I heard a comment earlier today on Yahoo Sports of someone saying who were the best players, who would be their all-star starting five. It always bothered me a little bit as, I guess, a fan of any sport when I see what I think is a better team or the best team not get any type of love or respect. What Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, and Marian Hossa have done for the Chicago Blackhawks ought to put them in the conversation as the top three in their given positions. And for whatever reason, well, that just hasn't happened yet. And albeit it is a shortened season, but we said it earlier, I think way back even in January, if you get out in a shortened season with only 48 games being played, you can set yourself up for a really, really nice run to a Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks themselves, with all their skilled players, have done just that. So here they come now, probably the most skilled team in the National Hockey League this year, so it seems, at least out of the gate, 11 games in. So we are already nearing the first quarter pole, as they say, in this season, just that quick. They're setting themselves up for what should be a tremendous run and a shot at another Stanley Cup. And this time around, they're young, and for what it's worth, players like Johnny Oduya, who they got in the trade, are making a major impact, a major difference. You know, guys who've been around for a while, like Bolin, are just strong. But the guys like Kane and Sharp and Toews, not only highly skilled, great defensive players as well when they need to be. I mean, and again, whether they're on the front line, second line, third line, these guys in your sport hockey are special. And to the other teams that are very, very good, the San Jose Sharks with Marlowe. A great team. Again, he had a rough night up against the Chicago Blackhawks. Again, that game played in the Sharks against San Jose. You got to see on that platform exactly how good the Blackhawks can actually be. For those in Calgary, your team got off to a slow start, but I contend to you in the game against the Blackhawks that you played, that was the best game you've played all season. With 31 seconds left in that game, you were leading 2-1. A simple letdown by Kiprusoff and Marian Hossa makes you pay for it, and you wind up losing it in the shootout. But the reality is, you're not a bad team. You're off to a slow start, but it is going to be fun to see exactly how that plays itself out as we get closer and closer to the midway point of the season. I would be very, very cautious if I were Blackhawk fans about injuries, because those are always the prime equalizer across the board. If they stay healthy, I don't see any way that they are at the odds of position at all. All right, enough about that. And we'll come back to hockey because it's 18 past the hour. All right. To college football, I know most of you didn't expect us to touch on this, but why not? Let's go down to headlines. There's a report out from the Paterno family challenging the free report on the scandal that took place with, for those of you who remember the scandal with the coach and the 10-year-old boys at Penn State. There's updates on that, so feel free to check those out. Hurley Brown is now hired as the Miami running back coach. West Point championship quarterback Doug Kenna has passed away. From the AP, AP reports LSU was in talks to bring in Cameron as its offensive coordinator. An arrested fugitive is Alabama football signee's father. Again, that's kind of depth. You'll have to dig a little bit on that one. But Blake James is hired as the Miami athletic director. University of Georgia's Grantham withdraws from the Saints consideration. Michigan State has hired Burton to be its defensive line coach. And a longtime for a bit of a delay, Collins does sign with Arkansas. And for those of you remember, I think it was his mom that actually, if you know the story, this is the young man who committed to Arkansas, and his mom wanted to go to him, got him to go to a different school. So she snatched his papers that needed to be faxed back to the school so he couldn't send them back. And she ran off with them. And so they went looking for mom with the letters of intent papers for the University of Arkansas. It's a bit of a bizarre story, certainly, but one that is, I guess, now finally found some closure as he is officially signed to go to Arkansas. So that's your headlines from the national college football world. To the college basketball world, let's get you some updates on what's going on. Indiana bounces back from the shocking loss against Illinois earlier this week by taking care of Ohio State in Ohio State, 81-68, winning the game by 13. Duke struggles, but does find a way to beat BC 61. Illinois has found a way to get a little bit of redemption against Minnesota, beating the Golden Gophers 57-53, that in Minnesota. Currently in play right now, Cal, a 50-43 leader over number 7, Arizona. That game's got about 15 minutes left in it. So the Hoosiers Big 3 lead the way in the win over Ohio State. Sutherland returns as number 9, the Orange, against Syracuse Orange, top St. John's. Number 25, Irish, outlast number 11, Louisville, 104-101 in 5 overtimes. I believe that was yesterday. Wisconsin took care of number 3's Michigan, 65-62, that also in overtime. Number 8, the Miami Hurricanes drubbed North Carolina, and boy, how the mighty have fallen there, 87-61. Steve Lavin takes the game off due to the death of his father. Number 12, Michigan State rolls past Purdue, 78-65. Number 2, Florida handles Mississippi State, 83-58. Magruder scores 22 as number 13, K-State tops Iowa State. And again, that's the World College. You really can't call the Illinois win over Minnesota that great of a shock. I mean, Minnesota was number 18 in the nation, but once upon a time, Illinois was in the top 15 in rankings as well. The shock there is Duke struggling with BC. So for those of you college basketball heads, feel free to pound on that just a little bit. In the meantime, we continue on. Let's just go right down the row because this is actually kind of fun. The world of NASCAR. If you get to NASCAR's homepage or the front, you may see something a little bit shocking. It's only shocking because you usually don't see brothers of color on the front page. There is an article, and again, courtesy of Yahoo Sports, the fourth African-American to run a full season in NASCAR. Daryl Wallace Jr. In Camping World Truck season. This is a brother now, okay? Historically, NASCAR has been always termed as the good old boy network, but as the world has expanded and gotten more and more diverse, you're seeing more and more diversity in the world and all so many different things that were once controlled by one faction of the general population. Wallace 19 will be the fourth African-American to run a full season in a NASCAR National Series after Wendell Scott, who went to Victory Lane in Jacksonville in 63, in what was then the NASCAR's Grand National Series. Willie T. Ribbs and Billy Lester. Wallace is a graduate of NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program and made 4 NASCAR Nationwide Series starts for JGR in 2012. He'll drive the number 54 truck for KBM while under contract with JGR. Bush will also run a 10-truck series race this year in another KBM truck. So do not be surprised as, again, the Drive for Diversity continues. About every sport across the board. So what was maybe once controlled by not so much ethnicities as much as cultures, that is dramatically changing. We may have seen hockey once controlled by a certain faction, and that is changing. We're seeing changes in just about every fabric of life. Again, you see it in politics, and now you see it in your entertainment sectors as well. To the world of golf. And I know we typically don't spend too much time on golf, but why not? Snedeker does finally get the win today at the Pebble Beach Final. For those of you who want to, you can certainly see pictures of him kissing the trophy all over the internet. And it looks like, how do you say this? Let's see. Uproar ensues after Tiger apparently loans skier Lindsey Vonn his plane. Now, we all know Tiger's history. We all know his conditions, and Lindsey Vonn is a very, very attractive young woman. And so he loans her. This isn't like loaning someone a cup of sugar. he loans Lindsey the plane. Well, what do you do, right? Millionaires to millionaires. Hey, to each his own, man. If you want to loan the plane, it's fine. I hope your insurance premium's up to date on that one, because that can go sideways in a hurry. All right. Let's run down the headlines from golf. Mickelson to skip the Match Play Championship. Condoleezza Rice rides high. Highs and lows at the Pebble Beach. He was there. Roy McIlroy commits to the Houston Open. Of course, we know Snedeker won today. Lydia Ko wins the New Zealand Women's Open today. That is it from the world that you care about in terms of golf. 25 pass. The young lady who, you've known her as Cyborg. She goes by Chris Cyborg Santos. She is asking to be released from her USC contract. Not quite sure really what that's all about, but to say the least, that was probably a bit of a shock. UFC on Fuel TV 9 sold out in hours for back-to-back sellouts in Sweden. UFC and Strikeforce continues with Francis Conrad versus Lorenz Larkin at the UFC on Fox 7. Ryan Couture steps out of his father's shadow into UFC into Fuel TV 9 against Ross Pearson. And Bellator 88 brings TV ratings up slightly as Season 8 marks solid returns. So for those of you UFC heads, there's an opportunity for you there. We do have something special for you today, and I'm going to sit on it a little bit because we do this really because we shake some things up and we take you back down the road of this is fun because sometimes, they're not the most professional people in the world all the time. They get emotional. And sometimes those emotions boil over, and they say some of the most remarkable things. And, of course, in today's media world, we capture it all. So we'll get to some of that. A couple of headlines from the boxing world. Juan Manuel Lopez is set to make his long-awaited return following a suspension. Boxer Omar Henry dies at 25 not long after writing that he had hoped to live to see his 26th birthday. Kimbo Slice not exactly steamrolling toward a heavyweight title. Brandon Rios, Mike Alvarado, 2, set for March 30th in Las Vegas. So that's really it from there. You know what? It's 27 past the hour, so why not? Let's get into the soccer headlines, and we're going to do this for some of our World Cup fans. Nigeria captures African Cup of Nations title. On Yahoo Sports, if you want to see them. Ericsson rejects a new Ajax deal, reveals Overmars. Arsenal hands trial to Vasco da Gama, youngster in Indio. Nigeria wins African title for the first time since 1994. And Manchester United opens a 12-point lead in the Premier League. Chelsea star Moses proud to be a Nigerian after AFCON triumph. Liverpool playing the best football in the Premier League, insist the West Brom boss Clark. And soccer European roundup, Manchester United, Bayern Barco roll on. If you look at the standings for the World Soccer standings, again, you can find them on ESPN or Yahoo Sports. You'll see there is a huge disparity with Manchester United running away at 21 wins, 2 draws, 3 losses versus Manchester City at 15, 8, and 3. So there you go. And again, guys, hang around the fastest 60 minutes in sports, and you're going to learn a lot about sports that you may have never heard about. All right. Now, let's see. Yes, I do see that the Blackhawks and the Blackhawks and the Nashville Preds have started. We get an update on the score yet. Nothing, 8 minutes to go, first period. The New Jersey Devils 1-0 over Pittsburgh. The Rangers 2-0 over Tampa Bay in the first period. The Bruins, a 1-0 lead right now with 9:28 in the second against the Buffalo Sabres. Edmonton a 2-1 lead. With 3:10 left in the third period there. So for those of you trying to get your updates, there you go for your hockey world. Anyway, where's the studio? All right, so we need to take a break. Why? So we can do what we need to do, obviously. More importantly, make sure that everybody is made happy. So we'll be right back in about 2 minutes. Love you.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say. How about China? Germany? How about people from the North Pole? Or Mars? What about mimes?
Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? Well, that settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton Green Tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's mmm to you. Lipton Tea can do that.
Hi from Progressive.
Flo here, coming at you live from Progressive. Today's topic is
savings.
Our first caller is Betty.
Hey, Flo. My insurance company just sent me a bill, and it went up again. Can you guys help me get a better rate?
Betty, you came to the right place. Only Progressive has the Name Your Price option.
Name Your Price.
That's great. How does it work?
We'll give you a starting point, and you adjust it based on your needs, so you're only paying for what you want.
Betty's calling the shots.
Let's go to our next caller. She's from my hometown, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Flo, is that you? Just a little reminder about the family reunion. You should talk to Uncle Gene about getting a ride to the
house.
Mom,
I thought we agreed you weren't going to call here anymore.
Name your price for car insurance. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Available in most states for new quotes. Price match may be limited.
Back on the ride, 6:31 in the middle of the mountain state, 7:31 in the central world, on the east coast. Don't know what time it is depending on where you're at, but just know that we love you and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Now, for you, I guess, what's the word? I almost called you, you know, furlings or spunkies tonight. What's the best thing for you to do tonight? Maybe you're at home watching the Grammys right now and just have your computer on kind of silent and you're watching the Grammys and seeing who's winning, and you're also listening to the show. Or maybe you're going to archive this and play it later. Either way it goes. Here's what you're missing right now. You're missing Denver with a one-point lead over Boston, 97-96, with under 3 minutes to go. And that game's in overtime. You're also, you definitely missed a great thrilling game between Illinois and Minnesota that just concluded. I really hope that the Grammys is thrilling you and the stars are come out as they almost often do and put on their best shows. Just a quick little side note. We had Nick Cannon on and how blessed they are with the twins and how fortunate their lives are and what it was like for him realizing that despite the success that he's had, that he's not the breadwinner in his family. And I just thought that was just an amazing story that he shared, just the fact that she allows certainly Nick to still be the man in that household. She doesn't emasculate him. And, you know, the reality for Nick is realizing despite how hard he works and what he does with America's Got Talent, any stand-up he does and the things he brings to the table, yeah, chances are he's not going to catch Mariah's money. But that's okay. It all stays in the family, and I hope and pray those kids grow up and to understand just how fortunate they are to have those two as their parents. And then again, if you play this back, just tell Mariah, I should have married her when I had the chance. Anyway, best wishes for them and that family as they continue to grow and develop. In the afternoon, we were gonna wait to see just exactly if we could get the top 10 tirades from the National Football League. This would be all time now. This goes way. We've gone back a bit on this one, and I think it's kind of fun. It's kind of funny for those of you who ever seen your coach go off or your. And these are all football. And we could not get the baseball and basketball ones because most of those are in video form, and without great explanation, you wouldn't have understood the audio. So there really wasn't much point in doing that, but. Yeah, those a lot of you remember the Bobby Knight days in Indiana when he threw the chair across the court. A lot of you remember the idiot, if you will. I mean, there's no other way I can say it, that got out in front of the horses coming down the straightaway during, I think it was the Belmont Stakes. The guy doing the announcement for that one had to absolutely have a condition. Here you are. The horses are pounding and driving about 15 horses. Roughly 1,000 pounds plus each are coming down the final eighth of a mile, and the jockey is not looking down at you. He's looking at his competition. He's trying to get the best position for his horse, and they are barreling down, and out of nowhere, there's a human being standing on the track. The one thing you don't know, thankfully the video cuts off, is to whether or not what this guy survives these horses running over him, because that's exactly, and forgive me for chuckling, but if you see the video, and I'm sure you can find it on YouTube, you will fall out of your chair in somewhat shock, and then you'll start laughing like, what fool does this? Who does that? But anyway, that's another episode. Okay. Tonight, we enjoy the we'll just be a woo-woo. Once you've heard that, you know you're going through. We're not going to count them down. We're just going to play it for you. This is 3 minutes and 12 seconds of some of the fun stuff you'll ever hear as we think about the success of the National Football League and the success of the Super Bowl. Congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens. Congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers for a great season. Here are the best so far, qualified so far, NFL tirades. Take a listen.
What can you do? I mean, there's nothing you can do. You can't do anything. There's nothing. We can't do. We couldn't throw. We threw an interception. Just, man. We just got our totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We the second half, we couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball and went down and got points, we got our totally kicked in the second half.
Hey, f***ing don't talk to me, all right? Knock it off!
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game. And I'm highly critical because of the way we give games away. We give them away. Period. And it's embarrassing, and I represent that, and I apologize for that, but that's the best we can do. That's a sad product.
So if you got the crosshairs, you got the laser, you can put it right on my chest, I'll take full responsibility. I'm raising the stakes right now. This is a poker game, I'm shoving my chips to the middle of the table. I'm raising the ante, anybody wants in, get in. Anybody wants out, get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game. Another game.
There's three quarterbacks in this football team. Whichever one starts, starts. Whichever ones don't, we'll back him up. Period. Cut and dried. It's nobody's concern but ours. Nobody's. Next.
Injuries from the game.
Talk to the trainer. Next.
Right, Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care?
Good.
Okay. If you were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too. What next?
This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else, rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
The Bears or who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their but they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, everybody knows that most of those coaches, shortly after each little explosion, were no longer the coaches of those teams. Whether it was Ditka with the Bears, Dennis Green with the Cardinals, the Eagles, go well. Now, but nothing was as bad as and I, you know, wish we had the audio, but if you, those of you who are big college football fans, you might remember a game, a bowl game some years ago where Ohio State was literally getting hammered. And I want to say it was Clemson. It was either Clemson or Georgia, but Woody Hayes, may he rest in peace, in a bit of a scrum that played, you know, the guy intercepts the pass, so he's running it back, gets tackled on the Ohio State sideline. Woody Hayes picks the kid up and literally punches him. Now, this is an older gentleman throwing a punch, and the kid kind of looked at him, I think, more stunned than anything else, because I don't think he can believe that this is an old coach. I mean, and I'm not going to say that old men don't hit hard, but I don't think this was one of those punches where any damage was done. This was more like taking an open newspaper and trying to flail at a fly. But he basically swings on the kid. The kid was responsible on the old coach. But the idea that that happened on national television, national TV, the world sees this. This could not have gone any worse for Ohio State. And again, if we can ever find the audio, the post game interview after that one, I would love to hear what Woody had to say. That's got to be up there in the top 20 probably all time of worst rants or worst explosions or worst meltdowns of any coach. And there are plenty. Again, coaches are passionate. Coaches are emotional. They wear those emotions on the sleeve. But you know who had it figured out? He almost always had it figured out was Phil Jackson. Even with the crazy personalities he had to manage and deal with day in and day out, not so much during the first three championships with Chicago, but certainly the last three. Then Master himself pulled out all stops to get them where they needed to be. And again, three championships later, mission accomplished. I would love to believe that even, let's see, if you look forward, I think he might still even bring up the Shaq Kobe years. It was still that way. And of course, you know, Phil is, you know, gone. He's found peace in his life doing other things right now. And the NBA certainly is good now with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. And later, kind of a bit of a Nick D'Antoni, who really doesn't seem to know how to manage personality, certainly not as well as Phil did. But, you know, again, goes to Phil Jackson, what he was probably managing. He never decided to manage how they managed. In the meantime, look for the sad thing where you have winners, someone has to lose. And today, even though they do can I scare for Illinois, go to Minnesota, good win. It's the end of the first period, still no scoring. And again, the wonderful new flat bar continues to share the information with me as things continue to come in. So the sports world largely now is quiet. And I say quiet simply because we're going to waltz right into March Madness. Let's take a look, because we can, at the rankings in college basketball. And now, why is this important? Because this will drive largely seeding. Now, up until the loss to Illinois, Indiana, the number one school in the nation, followed by Oregon, the one Michigan lost, and Duke. Now, Duke is looking at a possible waking up on Monday morning as the number one team in the country once again. It is hard to be number one in a game that is, you know, again, on any given day, the top 10, actually, if you look at the top 15 teams, can beat you. They can beat each other. Indiana can be beaten, Florida can be beaten, Michigan can certainly be beaten, Duke's been beaten, Kansas can be beaten, Gonzaga's been beaten, even by Illinois. Arizona can be beat, Miami can be beat, Cuse can be beat. Ohio State, again, beat today by Indiana, but they're certainly beatable. Louisville can be beat. Michigan State is kind of the neat team because they seem to lose the dumb game. You know, they don't lose the game they're supposed to lose. They always find a way to raise up to that one. But it's the other games that they can't explain. Kansas State at 13, Butler 14, and here comes, very, very quietly, mind you, here comes New Mexico. I would be mindful, those who really don't pay attention to what goes on in the great Southwest, of New Mexico. Arizona, you know about if you're a college basketball fan. but you probably aren't paying as much attention to New Mexico. They play in the pit, and Bobby and I used to tell everyone that the pit was the one of the loudest places to play. The team is 20-4 now, 7-2 in first place in the Mountain West. 20-4. This is the New Mexico Lobos. Playing in the pit is difficult. It's because the crowd is right on top of you the way it's designed. Again, when you walk into the pit, you walk in on ground level and you look down. And again, how they designed this thing is really, really great for their program. And again, makes it really, really challenging for anyone coming in there to just make the adjustment to how that place is designed. The noise inside the pit is good. So, hey, get a chance, check out the New Mexico Lobos. Again, I think it's always a when there is Cinderella. Now, Butler may not be Cinderella as much anymore since the Hayward days when they were the one shot away from winning a title against Duke. But here comes New Mexico. Do not sleep on New Mexico. Let's look at the RPI rankings because that's a little bit different. Again, this is strength of schedule. The RPI rankings right now show that Duke's number one, Miami two, Arizona three, New Mexico's four. That means strength of schedule plays into seeding as you get closer and closer to March Madness. Don't be surprised if you see Indiana certainly will make its case for number one seed. Florida will make its case for number one seed. Michigan, not so good. Duke should have a good case because of the RPI. Miami, if they stay strong, and right now they're number eight in the AP Top 25, could certainly make an argument for a two or a one seed as well. Here comes New Mexico. I don't think you want to see New Mexico as a two seed. A lot of games played out in the Southwest. That could be very, very difficult for anyone. Again, people are asleep on New Mexico. So just an FYI, if you ask where you heard it, you can tell everybody you heard it first on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Vinny Moore said, don't sleep on New Mexico. Okay? Broadcasting live from Saddle Dome in Calgary, Alberta today. Next week from Chicago, look for us to be coming to you from L.A. Look for us to be coming from you from Phoenix, Arizona. And he says, we travel this wonderful world. Ladies and gentlemen, we call it the year of living awesome. And that living awesome means experiencing new things, meeting new people, broadening the reach and the horizon. So we're going to have some fun things to bring you. And the more we do that, again, the more fun we're going to have as we continue to expand our reach at the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports, our network at the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports, all these things coming down the pipe. We're back in 30.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub, hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. It's a really massively lovely steak and cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting to panic here. There's only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
January is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants, so we're saying thanks with $3 6-inch sandwiches. That's right, our totally tasty egg salad and ham sandwiches are just $3 each. Hurry in, January only. Subway, think fresh, eat fresh.
Oh yeah, baby. Like a fool I went and stayed too.
You know, it really does help if you turn the mic back on. Guys, forgive me. I apologize. 10 to go in the ride as we find out that Seneca does get it done at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am today. Congratulations to anyway, 619-639-4747 again. 619-639-4747. For those of you in the U.S., put that in your phone, put that in your smart, and be sure to reach out to us anytime you want to at the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Beyond now me just bragging about how much I appreciate you and love you, I don't know if there's anything else we need to holler about, y'all. It's been a great, great January, a great, great February. Thank you to all of our friends, our newfound friends out in the great Northwest in Seattle. Absolutely amazing time out there. Kudos to all the military at Fort Lewis and for what they're bringing to the table. Big braggadocious to Private First Class Christian Bush for just being who he is. And the wonderful spirit, the wonderful time we had out there in the great Northwest. Looking forward to Los Angeles in the month of March. Looking forward to, of course, Chicago, which is always the stomp. As we get closer to next week, post-Valentine's Day. I don't know what your plans are, but let me remind you, if you've got to order your flowers, you had better order them soon. If you're trying to order them online, do not wait until Tuesday to do that because you will be stuck with nothing to show for it. Find a local florist if you need to and get it done, guys. Do not wait to the last minute to take care of those responsibilities. Also, here's a shameless plug for anyone who is looking for something to do. For the loved one, girlfriend, spouse, whatever it is you've got going on in your world for that person on Valentine's Day, take her out to eat. And I'm going to give you two names of two spots that really, really tend to do it really, really well. One is Hamada of Japan, if you're out there in Illinois in Tinley Park. Get out there and enjoy that. That is amazing food. It is Hamada of Japan. It is in Tinley Park, just off I-80 in Illinois. Is if you also are in Illinois, there is a Ted's Montana Grill. Now, I know there are Ted's all over the nation. If you can get to a Ted's Montana Grill on Valentine's Day, wherever you are in North America, get to Ted's, okay? And here's the third one, just because I'm going to be really, really generous. If you can find a Chicago Chop House on Valentine's, you will find some of the best eating. And she's going to need protein if you're going to have the night you're hoping to have, all right? Enjoy dinner at one of those three amazing restaurants. Have yourselves an amazing Valentine's Day. Appreciate her. Guys, I'm telling you now, and again, for those of you listening, you can't say you didn't hear it from me. Enjoy the quality time you have with the loved ones in your life. Do something special this year. Take her out to dinner. You know, you always do the flowers things, but a lot of you guys seem to stop right there. The card and the flowers, and that's supposed to be it. Dude, if you like her, you love her. Little bit backwards and do something more. And for those of you perhaps living a bit of a different lifestyle, hey, whatever you do, God bless you, do what you do, okay? None of us need a judge and a jury. That belongs to the big man upstairs. In the meantime, we're going to wind this thing down. There's nothing else I need to say. For those of you enjoying the Grammys, continue to enjoy them. Hope the show is worth all the effort and the time and the viewership. Hope it's good. Hope the performances are great. And more importantly, I hope you're well in this world. For those of you out there in Saskatchewan and Saskatoon and British Columbia and all over the provinces of Canada, remember, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. For those of you down in the United States of America, the same thing holds true. We love you and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. To our spiritual guidance counselors, such as guys like the T.D. Jakes of the world, hey, man, much love to you. I love you. I study you. I appreciate what you do. Thank you so much for being part of this world and part of my generation. I love you. And again, there's nothing you can do about it. To the wife, Leona, and I know our daughter can be a load sometimes, so thank you so much for your patience and your efforts and keeping things grounded out there in Middle Earth. I know it's not easy, and Daddy's coming home, so again, I love you, nothing you can do about it, and I will see you next time only on the fastest 60 Minute Sports. This is Vinny Moore. Good night, everybody.